The science of farts, gender, air travel, and how to reduce odor science has finally answered the debate over whether men or women have worse-smelling farts, thanks to research by gastroenterologist Dr. Michael Levitt. Known as the King of Farts, Levitt's career began when he gained access to a gas chromatograph, a device capable of analyzing gas composition, which he used to study human flatus in detail. He went on to publish over 300 scientific papers, develop odor-filtering spacesuits for NASA, and receive top honors in gastroenterology. In his most famous study, 16 healthy men and women consumed gas-inducing foods such as pinto beans and the synthetic sugar lactulose. Each participant released flatus through a rectal tube into gas-tight bags, which were analyzed using chromatography. Two independent judges then rated the odor intensity on a scale from 0 to 8. Results showed that women's flatus was more intense in odor. However, men produced larger volumes of gas per release, roughly half a cup each time, which means that in real life, the overall olfactory impact was effectively a tie. Perceived differences may also arise from behavior. Women are often better at releasing flatter slowly and quietly, while men, especially younger ones, are less discreet. Regardless of gender, everyone experiences increased gassiness during air travel. The ideal gas law explains why. As cabin pressure drops with altitude, intestinal gas expands. Since the colon's contents can only move forward, the result is unavoidable flatulence in the recirculating cabin air. For those seeking to reduce odor in critical moments, bismuth subsalicylate, commonly known as Pepto-Bismol, can neutralize over 95% of sulfide gases when taken at 524 mg 4 times a day, though it is not intended for long-term use. Ultimately, Levitt's research concludes that no one truly wins in the battle of flatus, a finding that is simultaneously humbling, scientifically rigorous, and surprisingly useful for both homes and airplanes alike.